Okay. Nice timing, Mayor. We just start going forward now. Okay, we're on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Again, so we're on the last line. Now, we're talking about Rav Sheshis is of the opinion that if Edim witness the dastardly deed, that the water will not check the woman. It will not be effective. So this is going to be a kasha on Rav Sheshis. Masiv Rav. Okay. The Elu, so this is a Mishnah later on Daf 22b. It's a continuation of the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon. Right? The Elu, and these, meaning these are the women, Shemincha Sehen, that their Mincha Shelah Hen, their Korban, their Mincha Soita, right? That their barley offering that they're going to give in the Beis HaMikdash are Nisrafos, get burnt. Burnt is like basically they're burnt in the base edition. Like we know, for example, let's say you've got an old set, we put things in Geniza, right? When you need to get holy things that have got no use anymore or got messed up, right? Either you bury them or you burn them, right? And generally with Kodshim, we burn them. So whenever you say Nisrafos, it means it's no good anymore, right? We've got to get, that's how we get rid of it. We're disposing of it respectively.
This is a
Kobo Mincha? Yes, a Kobo Mincha. So normally, if you'd be macro of it, you'd say it was a Maktiros, right? When you're Maktir, that's a Haktorah, that's the good thing. So this is obviously we've seen a Mincha that got messed up, and it's Nisrafos.
It wasn't a Kobo.
You see? Come, look. So, Ha'oi Meres, right? The case, yeah? Tamea Oni. In the case where we're familiar with this, she says, I'm Tommy. So they got all the whole salt to protest. Everyone's got because the husband comes with a basket. He has a basket, brings in some the barley for the mincha. Right? They start the process or whatever. And they're getting ready to drink the water. And she suddenly says, you know what? I did it. I'm Tommy. I'm like, okay. Everyone's like geared up. You know, like, you know. Are you sure you were Tommy? You know, let's just get out. You know, yeah. Right. So game up, finish. Okay, close up shop. We're done. Right. And the husband's got this basket or whatever. We're gonna see because if it's in the basket already, it has to be that it's gonna go into a klisharis for it to be burnt. We're gonna see that. But anyway, you and that was so. Fine. What are you gonna do with this mincha now? Oh, you gotta burn it.
This is only a question of
negotiations. You'll see. This is the next bit. V'shabaola Edim Shehi Tameya. And also, a similar case, if Edim came, yeah, that she was Tameya, so the same scenario. They came up, they're doing the sort of process, right, they've got the Korban Mincha, it's on the side, and they're about to do it, and then so Edim comes, wait, she's Tomei. So you got nothing to do with the Mincha anymore, right? So you burn it. Okay. Now, same question, look at this, we're familiar with this. De'osu Edim Amas. When did the Edim come? Okay. Ilema, if you were to tell me, Mekami means before, the Tikdosh, that it becomes holy, the Korban Mincha, meaning the husband brings it in a basket, yeah, and then we put it into a Kli Shores. So when something's put into a Kli Shores, it goes from, it has Kedushas a Guf, it becomes, the thing becomes sanctified itself, and before that, it was just like a, it was called, Rashi calls it Kedushas Peh, right? Or sometimes we say Kedushas Domim. So the thing with this, Kedushas a Guf, yeah, you can't redeem it. Let's say someone makes a Korban, right? You've got a Korban. You can't just say, you know what, I decide not to give that Korban anymore and redeem it. You can't take the money. Sometimes we take money and we say, we take, like if we're doing Maaser Sheni, we take the Maaser Sheni from this fruit and we put it on these coins, right? That's called a pigeon, yeah? Once something gets to Kedushas a Guf, you can't do that anymore. Right, so if it's before that though, you can just point it. You can just say, this was, you know, set aside for some box, some whatever, for a korban. So you know what, I'm gonna take the kedusha from this barley over here. I'm gonna put it on this money, and I'll do something else, another korban with it. And this I'll give to my my behema. I'll give it to my animal. Or something like that, if it's not disrespectful, I'm not sure exactly. But, so it must be, yeah, if they put it into the If they hadn't put it into a clear kodesh, right, you wouldn't have to burn it. You just point at it. Ella, so it must be lebosa the kodesh. It must be after they put it into a holy receptacle. Okay, fine, good. That's a given, right? We're not going to take that, right? Iyamar bishlama. If you say bishlama, it makes sense. Mayin boidkin oisa. If the water is effective and it does work, not like Rav Shakespeare said, yeah. Alma bas mikdash. It's potentially could be a holy korban this, and you can umakriv and you could sacrifice it because this woman was fitting for the Sota procedure, meaning the water would have checked her, right? And therefore, we just said we stopped the process. But he, Biki Kodosh Mi'ikara, but if when it was Kodosh Mi'ikara from the outset, Shopir Kodosh, it was sanctified in the correct fashion. And Mishum Hachi, and because of that, Minchasa, the Mincha is Nisrefes, you would burn it. That makes sense. Now, this is the flip side. Ella, Iyamart, if you want to tell me, Ein Hamayin Boidkin Oisa, that the water doesn't work to check her out, it's not effective, right? So therefore, if you should go to the base of Mikdash, right, and say, this is the line for the Soters over here, and they'd say, first of all, you know, do you want to do the Soter process? Yeah, the husbands or whatever, yeah, says, did anyone see it? There was some aid in Medina Sayyam, but they're not here, so it doesn't matter. So we need to do the water thing. They can't come. So we just want to prove she's guilty. And she says, what are you talking about? Whatever. Anyway, so wait a second. But the waters don't work if you're Tomei, if someone saw it. So you can't do this sort of process. They kick her out and say, like, no. You got to deal with it another way. We don't do sort of process for people who it was witnessed with, right? So if that would be the case, right? Tiglin the Milsalam Afreya. So these Edom came now. They didn't know that, but the Edom came. Dechi Kodosh, when you sanctified that grain, right, that barley in the outset, Mi'ikara, but Toos Kodosh, it was a mistake. She should have never done the sota process. As soon as we found out the Edom, we should say, well, she's not fit, she can't do the sota process. Because the water's never going to check her. So if the water's never going to check her, we're not going to, like, you know, it's a big process, the whole sota.
Clarification question. When is this mincha offering brought before the water's drunk?
This is a machlokis when it's done.
It's a bit confusing.
No, it's part of the process. We're going to get to that at some point. The mincha is brought somewhere in the process. She has not noticed before. Obviously, she has not drunk the waters yet. Or even if she had drunk the waters, whatever. I mean,
should we drink the water before?
You know, this is part of the sota. You got to be loose over here, because I can't clarify for you right now, because I don't know.
Can we just say that it's tolerating of the
agent?
It's just that the water didn't work.
Yes. So in this case, the water's not going to work. So if the water's not going to work, she should have never gone through the procedure in the first place, and therefore this is the point over here. But so Mi'ikara Bato'os Kodosh, when they sanctified it in order that it should be part of the sota process, yeah, but Tipuk L'chulin, and it's going to be chulin. There's a principle called Hekdesh To'os. If you makdish something by accident, right, on a mistaken understanding, yeah, it's not Kodosh. You only sanctify on certain criteria, and you find out, you know, that's not the case. You know, you say I'm bringing this korban because my son had a baby boy. I want to thank Hashem. Yeah, and then you found out he didn't have a baby boy. I don't know if it would be kadosh there, right? You bring it on certain, I don't know the exact case, but over here, you were bringing this korban because she was a sota, right? And was going to be clarified, but she's not a sota. So therefore, it doesn't make sense. So why do you burn it? When you burn it means it was something that was kadosh and it got messed up and you've got to, you know, respectfully dispose of it by burning it. But over here, it was never kadosh. If Edim came over here, you shouldn't have to burn it. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Midiskarta. Says Rav Yehuda Midiskarta is an answer now, yeah? Kigon, I'll tell you why. You know why you burn this over here? She's in Saba Azara. She had relations the second time with a new guy. She's just before one for the road. Azara. He's like, yeah. No, that's two for the road. Azara. Okay. Meaning, Dechi Kadosh Mi'ikara Shafia. When it was sanctified from the beginning, that was fine because there wasn't Edim in the first illicit relations. But now in the new illicit relations, yeah. Well, whatever, yeah. There were Edim, right? For the second one, it was because it's kind of public over there. Well, that's what, look, Kadosh, listen to this. You can ask the question. I assume. Look. Maskif la Rav Masharshia. Rav Masharshia says, wait a second. Vahalo, behold, Perchi Kahuna, the young Kohenim, Umalabinoisa, are escorting her to the right place. So how could she have us in the Beis Mikdash? Can't be. Yeah. So he answers, oh, no, she's in Sabi Perchi Kahuna. Yeah, she had relations with one of them. Okay.
Why is the original woman's free for them?
What's that?
Why is the original?
Because for the first one she was fitting for the sota process.
No. It's only the second one that would be.
Yeah, but this woman's anyway hot to her husband. She doesn't need the sota. The sota water only proves if she's going to be mutter to her husband or not.
I'm saying, the first time she wasn't was that we have no proof she was.
True.
She's lakat killer. Take that woman, and now she's mazal the second time. What difference is she?
Yeah, but you don't think it's like this. We don't need the soul to us anymore because she's already ossed to her husband. She had znus with somebody else, so she's ossed to her husband anyway. We're not going to take Hashem's name and erase it in the water, yeah, because this woman, there's no point. Right, true. I mean, that was a good one, yeah, but there's no point to it. Okay. Atzmon. Right, if you don't like that answer, about the Perchi Kuna, Rav Ashi Amar, he says that it's not. I'll tell you why. Kegoin, she nitzricha l'nukaveha. She needed to go to the bathroom. Yeah. To Otu, do they Perchi Kuna, right? Bekeeper Tolula, they're holding on her like a headgear. You know what I mean? They're like, you're holding her the whole time. They'll let her go to the bathroom and secretly meet that guy. And then that's what happened. Okay.